You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. The New York financier Jeffrey Epstein has six homes across the globe, including a seven-story mansion on the Upper East Side, but he's spending this weekend behind bars. He was arraigned in federal court today on child sex trafficking charges. WNYC's Gwen Hogan was in that courtroom today, and she joins me now here in our studio to discuss the charges and what happens next. Gwen, hello.
Hi, Jamie.
So Jeffrey Epstein has been in detention since he was arrested on Saturday. Tell us how he looked and describe the scene.
Epstein was escorted into the courtroom by marshals. He was wearing what looked like navy blue scrubs. He had on bright orange high-top sneakers. His gray hair looked unkempt, and he definitely looked tired. The courtroom was packed, mostly with reporters and some officials from the courthouse, but at least two of Epstein's alleged victims were also in the courtroom. They are grown-up young women now and appeared stoic throughout the proceedings.
Right, and he's accused of these assaults when they were children. Epstein accused of sex trafficking more than a decade ago, at least. And then federal prosecutors agreed not to pursue those charges for reasons that remain unclear. He served time for lesser charges in state court. So what do federal prosecutors say he did now?
The charges are similar, and that's going to be one of the challenges in this case. Prosecutors say he created a vast network of underage victims who he recruited with the help of his employees he paid to give him nude massages and to perform other sex acts. The indictment released today specifically mentions three victims, two in Florida and one in New York, though U.S. Attorney Alex Ross Miller said since Epstein's arrest, their office has been contacted by more potential victims. And federal prosecutors said when investigators searched Epstein's Upper East Side home this weekend, they found a massage room still set up the way victims had described it more than a decade ago, as well as a locked safe containing hundreds of nude photos, some of which appeared to be underage girls.
Epstein pleaded not guilty today. His lawyers dismissed the charges as, quote, ancient stuff. So explain that.
Right. So the events referenced in this indictment took place between 2002 and 2005. So his attorney, Reed Weingarten, said that federal investigators knew about this conduct when they agreed not to prosecute Epstein on sex trafficking charges back in 2008. And this is the crux of their argument today. New York federal prosecutors say their case is different. They say one of their victims is from New York, and she wasn't part of the Florida case, but two other victims are. And that's going to be a crux of their case. Is it a different case? Will he be tried twice for the similar crimes? Or can he be tried again because that non-prosecutorial agreement in 2008 doesn't affect what the New York Southern District Court does?
And you say some of the victims were in the courtroom today. Did they speak to reporters?
Not that I was able to catch. There was a lot of commotion when the court adjourned. One of their attorneys, David Boies, did speak to reporters. He's currently representing five of Epstein's alleged victims in civil court. He says his clients are hopeful.
They're feeling great. They have been subject to years of verbal abuse that compounded the sexual abuse by Mr. Epstein and his enablers who have tried to attack their credibility, undermine their testimony, and this is extremely important vindication, and they are pleased beyond words.
Prosecutors are looking for additional victims. That will, of course, help them establish that their case is different from the one pursued more than a decade ago.
What happens next in the case?
So Epstein will be in detention for at least a week. His attorneys are working to put together a request for bail, which they'll submit to the court, and then prosecutors will get a chance to respond. But prosecutors say he's a huge flight risk with lots of money and a house in France, two private jets. Both parties will be back before a judge next Monday who will decide whether or not Epstein is allowed to post bail while the case moves forward or if he'll have to stay in detention. He's facing two counts of conspiracy and sex trafficking of minors, so he could serve up to 45 years in prison if convicted on both accounts.
All right. That's WNYC's Gwen Hogan. Our coverage, of course, continues, and we thank you, Gwen, for your reporting today.
Thanks, Jamie.